Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of abiding in you. And in you, we have life and life in abundance. And as we treasure your word in our heart, it brings healing to all our flesh, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony. I think of that video we just saw now about that 7-day Adventist and how, as a doctor, they're finding out that people that pray affect people around them, and then also people that read your word and take hold of your word, it brings healing and it helps people with dementia and Alzheimer's, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word already says that. Store your words in our heart and it brings healing to all our flesh. Thank you for your wonderful love, your wonderful presence, and your wonderful provision that in you we live and move and have our being. This day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9 to 11. Only be careful that this liberty of yours, this power to choose, does not somehow become a stumbling block. That is a temptation to sin to the weak in conscience. For if someone sees you, a person having knowledge, eating in an idol's temple, then if he is weak, will he not be encouraged to eat things sacrificed to idols and violate his own convictions? For through your knowledge, your spiritual maturity, this weak man is ruined. That is, he suffers in his spiritual life, the brother for whom Christ died.
Hallelujah. So at times and that there, we need to put aside our liberties or what we know is not sin towards God, because it can be sin towards a brother, because the brother doesn't understand what we see and what we know now. And so that's again going back to that day, having a love conscience, walking conscious of being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. This specifically makes me think, you know, after I got saved and I went away for 3 years, I spent time in Elion Word Ministry with Francois, the Axe team. And then I came back to my own hometown, and my heart is for the broken. And so I would go into the pubs that I frequented before, and, you know, and living in darkness. And I would go and I'll sit and I'll minister and I'll testify to what God has done for me. And I wouldn't be drinking, I wouldn't be partaking of the things that brought me down in my past, and it was effective. But later on, as I was called out and God took me further in the walk with him, and I went to the Ark and I started working there and making disciples, ran the disciple school. Then I saw that I can't go into the pubs and minister there any longer, because these guys that I'm working with have all come from the background of rebellion, background of alcoholism, and it's mainly rebellion, and then doing all those things follow. And yeah, so it had to be put aside because of the people that I'm working with. And then even with my family, it's sometimes hard with when you have your whole family in the ministry, not to overindulge. I had the finances, I could go and eat out a lot, but I didn't, because of just meeting the people where they at and just showing them that you just need to abide in the word, you need to be busy with the things of God, and that's where your healing comes. Now, this is later on, as I started myself and my heavenly wife, that's not with us, she's with us now in the spirit, when we started Al Petra ministry. So we would only, like once a week, just go to Hungry Lion. And so when the love that God has given to you isn't just about love for yourself and for your family, your love must spread out to the others, and you need to meet them at their place of need. So if you're going to be doing something that's going to cause jealousy or pointing a finger or, yeah, offense, bring offense, you rather just leave it. And so it's a wonderful sacrifice as unto the Lord, because remember how much he gave to win us. He was broken to win us. And so we as well, We need to stay in the freedom, but we stay in a freedom, live a life of sacrifice, live a life of dedication, live a life of being on the cross, you know, in the will of God. That's what it is, abiding in the will, staying in the will, and doing all things so as to win people. Yeah. So be blessed to know you've been given abundant, abundant life. And so enjoy your God, but always be aware of you need to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Why? Because you're walking in the footsteps of Jesus with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.